Hello, Steve Ashley here with the last of my half-hour hot pipe tributes to the music of the 1940s. Today it's the turn of 1949, a special year for me as it was the year of my birth. And I wonder if numbers such as Music, Music, Music were playing in the hospital at the time, seeding my love for the jazz era. This is Ron Rhodes' take on Teresa Brewer's hit, featuring the Robert Morton in the Music Hall, Kansas City.
Thank you.
from the Broadway musical Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, which opened on 8th of December 1949. That was Bye Bye Baby, and a recording made during Bill Vlasic's concert for the 1996 American Theatre Organ Society's convention. The organ was the Ross Reed Memorial Wurlitzer in Pasadena City College's Sexton Auditorium, owned and maintained by the Los Angeles Theatre Organ Society. There was a time when you couldn't get away from the Anton Karas zither recording of the theme music from the 1949 British film The Third Man. For those who may not be familiar with this very evocative piece, it's called the Harry Lime theme. The plot is set in post-war Vienna, and it centres around the mysterious death of Harry Lime. The film won a slew of awards, Oscars, BAFTAs, and the overall prize in the 1949 Cannes Film Festival. Arnold Loxham created this organ arrangement on the ex-Granada Theatre, Bedford Wurlitzer, then in the Municipal Hall, Eston, Middlesbrough. The smash-hit stage musical of 1949 was undoubtedly South Pacific, which opened on Broadway on the 7th of April, running for over 1,900 performances. After signing Mary Martin for the female lead, Rodgers and Hammerstein wrote some songs especially for her, including I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair. George Wright used some special effects on this 1958 recording, effects which at the time were quite experimental. Ivor Novello was one of Britain's best composers of stage musicals, and in September 1949, King's Rhapsody opened in London with Novello taking the lead role as the heir to the throne of the fictitious Murania. The show ran for 841 performances, surviving its composer and star, who died in 1951. One of the show's enduring titles was Fly Home, Little Heart. This is Brian Sharp's 1994 arrangement on the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
The Hot Canary, a novelty composed by Ray Gilbert and Paul Nero in 1949, which first charted for Paul Weston and his orchestra, followed by violinist Florian Zabak's single in 1951. That recording was by Reginald Fort on the Moller, then in the Organ Power Pizza, Pacific Beach, California, the very same instrument that Fort purchased in the late 1930s with which to travel around the UK. That Moller is now in the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, where it sounds simply stunning. Canadian-born composer and conductor Robert Farnan wrote many themes and incidental interludes for film and television, including Journey into Melody, which in 1954 became the theme tune for the longest-running dramatic soap opera in American history, One Man's Family. Journey into Melody was also the title of a cassette produced by the Cinema Organ Society in 1985, which featured Simon Gledhill playing the Christie in the Granada Theatre, Walthamstow. Back in January of this year, my wife and I were house guests of my assistant producer Jack Ryan and his wife Karen at their home in Palm Bay, Florida. Jack has a Paramount Virtual Theatre pipe organ in his living room and invites professional organists to entertain friends periodically, and during our stay we were privileged to hear and record Atlanta artist Ron Carter. From that rather special private concert, this is Haven Gillespie and Beasley Smith's That Lucky Old Son, which hit number one for Frankie Lane in 1949. Thank you. I think you'll agree that's an incredible sound for a sampled theatre pipe organ, not a winded pipe in sight. Ron Carter and that lucky old son. Time for me to go, but before I close this show, here's another great number, copyrighted in 1949, the Old Piano Roll Blues. No less than six versions hit the US charts in 1950, including singles by Jan Garba and his orchestra, Eddie Cantor and Lisa Kirk, and Hoagie Carmichael and Cass Daly. On theatre pipes, it was one of the party pieces of Lynn Larson and Tony Fenelon, who played it many times during Lynn's career. This particular recording was made in 1990, with Lynn on the original San Silmo Wurlitzer and Tony on grand piano. Piano Roll Blues brings this series of music from the 1940s to an end. I hope you've enjoyed this all-too-brief look back to that great decade of song. I shall have to start planning a similar series for other decades. I'm also intending to run a request show, so if you have anything that you'd like to hear, please do contact me via this station or use the contact form on my website, hotpipes.eu. That's all for now. I'll be back next week with more great tracks from my ever-expanding library. Until the same time, then, on this same station, it's bye-bye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.